Good afternoon. Welcome to The Journey 8. I'm your host, Reverend Judy Hosner, and I invite you to sit back and take a few moments to breathe as we share this journey together.
Well, we finally made the switch over to BBS Radio. And I am excited to be here. It's been a couple weeks since I've been on the air, and we've made some changes. And I hope that some of you out there are listeners from my old show, and you found your way here. If you did, that's great. If you're new, then welcome. Come and hang out and see what you think. You know, I'll be the first one to admit that I don't do change well, even when it's for the good. So, of course, I've been a bundle of nerves the last couple days, but, you know, I'll chill as we go on here. All right. So, as mentioned in the intro, I am Reverend Judy Hosner, and this is The Journey 8. I am a Christian minister that doesn't speak from any particular denominational platform, which means I'm ecumenical, and I don't have a church congregation per se. You are my focus. You are my cyber church. So my whole goal with the Journey 8 is to offer you an approachable way to move towards a life with God. Whether you're someone who used to have a strong faith and lost it for a while, or you're new to Christianity, welcome aboard. I tried not to preach to you. Okay, I know that sounds funny, since I'm a preacher. But really, I'm hoping you feel that I'm teaching you more than preaching at you. I know I don't like anyone putting my heels to the fire, and I promise I will not do the flaming feet routine with you. What I try to do is reach you. I want to reach you on common ground. And I want us to walk together on this journey together down the path. So that is kind of who I am and what the Journey 8 is. If you have any questions or want to talk to me, the toll-free number is 888-627-6008. And we're going to move along with today's program. I thought I would spend today just getting to know you. Getting to know you. And there is a short message, or a message, which begins a three-part series. And what a way to start, right? A three-part series. And today is part one. And I know that God has a sense of humor because the name of the sermon is Jesus, Fish, and You. And I don't like fish. You know, he has a sense of humor. We're going to find out through this series what the nature of Jesus was. Now, who was this man? What did he do to be so loved and so hated? You know, why did Jesus come when he did? I mean, why didn't he come in the 1920s or during World War II? You know, why was it that time that he was called to? And because he knows everything, there's a deeper reason, and we're going to try and figure it out. So let's see where part one of Jesus, Fish, and You take us. First, like any preacher, I'm going to give you the scripture that today's lesson is based on. So if you have your Bible, and you can safely open it, then I am asking you to turn to Luke 5, verse 1 through 11. And if you are driving a car or a truck, operating a crane, piloting an aircraft, or operating a train, yes. Then I would suggest that you wait to open your Bible. These scriptures will be found on the website under my blog. So just go to BBS Radio and find my page. And there's a blog there which will have the references in the scriptures. Just keep in mind, I am here to help you walk with God, but I am not here to send you to Him. So please be careful. Okay, so here we go. Three-part session. It's going to focus on some ways that Jesus taught Paul and the other disciples what he wanted of them. But first, he had to find some disciples. That's kind of the way it goes. Now, Jesus started his ministry already. So we're picking up, to give you a timeline, we're picking up basically right after he was baptized by his cousin John. John the Baptist was out in the River Jordan dunking all day. And Jesus came up, and John recognized him as his cousin. And he baptized him. And the story goes that Jesus came up, and of course there was all kinds of doves and all that cool stuff. So as soon as he was done being baptized, Jesus took a walk on the wild side, meaning he went into what is called the wilderness, which is really the desert over there. And for 40 days, he spent time being tempted by Satan in every way possible. And that was his honing, I guess, of his spirit. And he picks up on Satan's clues immediately. So he spends 40 days out there at war, and he comes back to civilization and starts doing little miracles here and there, healing kids and dogs and cats. And so we find him at this scripture, right after he came back, walking down the shore of the Sea of Galilee. And he looks behind him and he sees this crowd forming. And he keeps walking and teaching people and talking and asking questions of them and so on, to where all of a sudden the crowd is huge and he feels like they're just bearing down on him. So, and why did the crowd follow him? Because they've heard the rumors of this guy who can heal people and turn water to wine and all that stuff. So the story begins with that passage, and he sees, as he's walking down the beach, two empty fishing boats. So he jumps into one, and it happens to be the boat that's owned by Simon Peter, as we know him, St. Peter. And he asked Peter to push him away from the shore for a while, give him some space between him and the crowd. So, of course, Peter pushes him away, and Jesus finishes telling his story, and the crowd dissipates and goes home. Well, Jesus is sitting in the boat now with Peter, one-on-one. And he asks Peter, "Hey, how'd the catch go last night?" Peter looked at him and said, "Man, not even a minnow. I mean, we're dry." Jesus says, "Really? Well, gather your brother, who was Andrew, and your two fishing partners, which was James and John." So, Peter does as he's told, even though he doesn't know this man, doesn't have any idea who he is. He just knows that he's a rabbi. And so out of respect, the four of them go pushing out into the water, and they get to the deep part of the Sea of Galilee, and Jesus says, okay, this is a good spot. Now, I want you to take your nets, and I want you to drop them down on the right side of your boat. And, of course, they're all saying, oh, man, do we have to do this again? We did it all night. As soon as they drop their nets down, voila, the fish came in and filled the nets to where they were actually breaking. So they get the fish in the boats, and the boats are about an inch off the water. In other words, they're about ready to sink. There's so much weight in them. They make it back to shore, and Jesus gets out, and Peter says, you know, how'd you do that? You know, what kind of a magician are you? What, you know? And Jesus looks at him and says, I got a question to ask you. And Simon Peter and Andrew and James and John say, what? And he says, will you follow me? Follow me, the two most powerful words that Jesus speaks. And they look at him and they say, sure. And so Jesus turns to Simon and calls him Peter. You are Peter, the rock. Andrew, James, and John, there's your four first disciples. They're not apostles yet. That comes later. They're disciples, meaning they are learning, similar to deacon today, I guess you would say. So they're going to take a walk on the unknown side with this guy they've never met. Now, that's pretty much a miracle in and of itself. And Jesus takes these men who are, you know, average guys, and immediately changes the nature of them. Now, what happens to the fish? Most of us theologians believe the reason for the fish, which they're leaving behind, is to feed their family while they're gone. Jesus looks at them and says, I am going to make you fishers of men. Okay, it's the 21st century. It is now fishers of people. I want to be politically correct. So, I mean, when you think about it, if I was Peter, I would be thinking, how do I fish for people? What, we're going to throw nets around them and drag them to wherever Jesus wants them? And no, I don't think you're going to throw nets around them and reel them in like tuna. I think a little bit different. So, all 13 of you out there, how many of you, I want to think I'm not the only one, how many of you have actually answered the call to be a fisherman, fisherwoman, fisherperson, angler? How many of you have answered the call? How many of you have hung up? You know, the God phone, you can't disconnect it. He's just going to keep calling you again. So how many of you need to answer the call? Well, I'm going to tell you, it took me 20 years from the time I graduated from seminary to actually answer the call. I'm not sure why I chose to run, but run I did. I did it pretty well, except that there was always this voice. Well, I wonder, why 20 years? But I'm happy I'm here, and I'm happy my path on the journey has prepared me a little bit for what we're going to do. So this little story about fish, yuck, is actually the beginning of a much larger story. And to some degree, a story that's still playing out today. You know, still asking people to go on missions or, you know, help the needy or whatever. Now, I think that there's probably a good chance that some of you have left that phone ringer just going off. And that's okay. Sometimes it's fear. Sometimes it's anger. Sometimes it's just that the line is too busy. In other words, you're too busy to answer the call. So before I turn the lines over and we start talking together, hopefully someone will call me and remind you that the phone number is 888-627-6008. Before we do that, I want to play for you one of two songs I chose for today. This song is written and performed by a duet, local duet here in Greensboro, two women that write what I call worship music. Praise is one form, but worship music to me is music where you're actually talking to God. Quiet, prayerful music. My name is Peggy Hennessy and Peg Thomas. They are unsigned unknowns, except for in a small circle of us. They are talented and graceful. So if my engineer would, let's crank up Peg and Peg and take a listen. And I want someone to call me and tell me what you think.
Hear my voice, Heavenly Father. Hear my voice, Heavenly Father. Hear my voice, Heavenly Father. I know that you can hear me, hear my voice. Touch my heart, Heavenly Father. Touch my heart, Heavenly Father. Touch my heart, Heavenly Father. I know that you can hear me, touch my heart. Heal my hurt, Heavenly Father. Heal my hurt, Heavenly Father. Heal my hurt, Heavenly Father. I know that you can hear me, hear my heart. Hear my voice, Heavenly Father. Hear my voice, Heavenly Father. Hear my voice, Heavenly Father. I know that you can hear me, hear my voice. I know that you can hear me, hear my voice. I know that you can hear me, hear my voice.
All right, so that is Peg Hennessy and Peg Thomas, and I am honored that they're friends. I hope that you like the song as well as I do. It's my favorite one that they've written. And if you've got a comment or you just want to tell me you like it, please give me a call let me know. We're going to move forward as you guys are thinking about calling me. I'm trying to get my feet wet here, so I hope that you're patient with me. And I'm also going to try doing something ad lib here. You know, I always write a script out for each show. And it's been my history, and if any of you from the old show are listening, that script kind of goes out the door at about this time, about a half an hour into the show, and I'm ready to be crazy. And so I want to talk to you, and it goes hand in hand with the message. I want to talk to you about why Jesus picked, or why do you think Jesus picked the people he did? I mean, some of these people were not very nice people, tax collectors, and I mean, it was quite a range of people that were disciples. And I'm just wondering if anyone's like me, curious as to what was the method in Jesus's mind, you know, what was ticking that made him choose those people? So if you got an idea and you want to call me, please do. Or you can call me about something that's on your mind. We're trying our best to stay within a certain guideline, shall we say. I will talk about just about anything with y'all that isn't too personal. So Hear My Voice was actually written, just to go back a step, by Peg Hennessy, because she was having difficulties with some issues at the time, and they were having some problems. So she wrote this song because she felt like God wasn't hearing her prayers. And it's powerful. I mean, I sing it and I can feel the power in it. So that's the story of the song. They have many songs. They are unsigned artists, for any of you out there that might want to sign them. And it speaks to a lot of different levels. So let's go on, shall we? I want to talk about how can you contact me when I'm not on the radio. Okay, here's how you can contact me: through the God phone. No, that's not right. You could tie two tin cans together, I suppose. But the best way to contact me is either at the blog page, on my BBS sheet. So you go to bbsradio.com and / the Journey 8. The Journey 8, that's us. Now, I'm going to tell you why it's the Journey 8. Because I know you're asking. Because there were 7 other journeys when I got this name. And 8 is my birthday. So Journey 8, it will remain. Woo! So you can do that. Go to the blog. Or you can go to my personal website, which is closerwalkwithyou.com. Now, that takes care of websites. Email jhosner@closerwalkwithyou. And the phone number, which I won't give you right now. All right. I will. It's a business phone line, so you might not get an answer, but you can leave a message. 336-437-6994. 6994. All right. So let's take a little time, think about what's going on, and if there's a caller out there, engineer, put them on. So I want to tell you that even though it's been a 20-year walk for me, it seems like yesterday, and I feel odd in some ways that I can't see you, or, you know, you can't see me, but I think this is a good start, and you can tell I am not your pious preacher, but I do like pie, so. All right, so I want to talk about next week's guest for a minute. It's Mr. Doug Briney. He's country and western, my favorite kind of music, and he is a staunch Christian, and he has a mission with his life, and that is veterans. He has a veterans charity. He does a lot of music for veterans, and I think he's going to be very interesting. Okay. Also, I want to say that in each message, and as I said, this is message one of three or four series, in each message, you will find something that touches you. I don't expect every word to touch you, but I do expect that something reaches you. And we got a phone call, so hang in there. Let's see who it is. Engineer, Mr. Engineer.
Hi.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Which Andrew is this?
Andrew Austin.
Oh, Andrew. Andrew, for all of you who are out there, the 13 or 14 of you, is my next door neighbor. Well, nice of you to call. What can I do for you?
I would just like to say that I really like the song that you just put on, and I would like to say that I really admire your website.
Ah, well, good. Thank you. And Andrew, is there anything special you'd like to hear from me? Any kind of message? What's your favorite Bible story?
I don't really have one.
Ah. Well, then any story I tell you will be good, right?
Because they're all my favorite.
Ah. All right. Well, thank you for calling, Andrew.
You're welcome.
All right. All right. So we're going to get back to the story at hand, which is totally out of hand. If you know my preaching, you know this is not uncommon. I am part preacher, part actress, part comedian. I think the comedian's probably a big part. But, you know, a lot of people don't like, you know, the old way. They like to be talked to, not talked at. So I wish someone else would call and talk. If not, I'm going to move to another song. Mr. Engineer, you should have it. It's an Amy Grant song, actually, written many years ago. And this version is sung by an unknown artist. And if anyone can recognize the voice, give me a call. It's called Father's Eyes. And the father that's being referred to, of course, is God.
I may not be every mother's dream for her little girl, and my face may not grace the mind of everyone in the world, But that's all right as long as I can have one wish, I pray. When people look inside my life, I want to hear them say, she's got her father's eyes, her father's eyes, eyes that find the good in things when good is not around, eyes that find the source of help when help just can't be found, eyes full of compassion, seeing every pain, knowing what you're going through and feeling it the same. Just like my father's eyes, my father's eyes, my father's eyes. The deeds we have done, good and bad, they'll all be had to see by everyone. And when you're called to stand and tell just what you thought of me, more than anything I know, I want your words to be. Her father's eyes, eyes that found the good in things when good was not around, eyes that found the source of help when help could not be found, eyes full of compassion, seeing every pain, knowing what you're going through and feeling it the same. Just like my father's eyes, my father's eyes, my father's eyes, just like my father's eyes. My father's eyes, my father's eyes, just like my father's eyes.
All right, so that was Father's Eyes, originally an Amy Grant song, and that was an unknown artist. So here we go. We have Rosie from North Carolina. Let's see what she has to say. Hello, Rosie. Are you there?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good.
And what can we do
for you? I just wanted to call and tell you. Do what?
Well, go ahead.
I just wanted to call and tell you how much your show means to me and how much of an inspiration you are to us at my house.
Well, thank you. And what's the biggest thing you feel moves you? In other words, is the music or my craziness? The story?
The humor.
The humor.
The humor.
Well, great. Wow. Thank you. I appreciate that because I never know if people are so serious that, you know, they don't like the humor, so it's good to know somebody does.
No, laughter is always the best medicine, remember?
Yes, that is true. That is true. Well, thank you for calling. And
you're very welcome.
God bless you.
You too. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. So, you know, I expect that this is going to be a little bit of a switch to, you know, not just a show that preaches, but a little bit of a variety of things, variety of people. I'm hoping that people from other religions are listening and, you know, are getting something. The journey is not for just me. It's for everyone. Everyone is on a journey. And I'm hoping this journey is one that will bring us closer together and will bring us some answers. As I said in the beginning, the whole idea is to answer the nature of Jesus. We want to learn more about him. We want to learn the stories, but we really want to learn more about who was Jesus, you know? And as I said, what did he do to be so loved and so hated? Why did Jesus come when he did? You know, that's probably my biggest question. What? You know, why did he choose the time he chose? I would have liked to see him come in the wild, wild west. That would be cool. Jesus on a horse, you know, rounding up all kinds of bad guys. I mean, he did round up bad guys in his way, but I'd like to see him on a horse doing it. So if you have an idea of what you think you would like Jesus to look like and where he came from, don't be afraid to call. If not, I'm going to move on to one last thing before we start winding it down. I told you about Doug Briney, who will be here next week. I am really excited that a friend of mine, who is a heavy metal band leader, has two heavy metal bands. Now, normally I would say heavy metal and Christianity as such don't go together music-wise. I'm not sure they do. But this young lady, who's a friend of mine, is taking her life's dream trip. And that is a mission to Mozambique. And her name is Jen Phipps. She is a phenomenal guitarist and writes her own music also. This is a dream that she's had since she's been 5 years old. And, of course, her family's kind of said, Mozambique? I don't think so. How about if we go downtown Greensboro? You know, or what about we could take a trip to Winston-Salem? How's that? So now she's, of course, grown up, and she wants to make this dream happen. And it's going to happen. She's been accepted for a missionary trip in October. And if you want information about how you might help her, it'll be posted on the blog at my page on BBS Radio. And she will be here towards the end of the month to tell you the story and what she thinks she's going to do in 2 weeks and all that stuff. I am so excited that she gets to do this. To fulfill a lifelong dream is amazing. And a ministry that can change your life. So that's one thing. And then we're going to speak to a person that's near and dear to me, Ellen Pleasant, probably next week, about being student clergy. I want somebody who's actually a student today, because I was a student over 20 years ago, to say how their walk happened. And it will go hand in hand with what part two of Jesus, Fish, and You. And she's a phenomenal person. And I think you'll like hearing the gospel side of things, shall we say. So I'm going to probably say farewell this first day has been exciting, and next week I will have a full calendar. In the meantime, you can leave me a note at bbsradio.com on my blog sheet, or you can contact me on my personal webpage. I would love to hear from you and help you if I can. So I'm going to sign off and say, you know, be kind in what you do, and the kindness will come back to you. God bless.
Thank you for listening to The Journey 8, and please come back and join us again. Remember, be kind in all you do, and the kindness will come back to you. Grace and peace, Judy Hosmer.